Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling you because we are conducting a survey. I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions real quick.
For what?
Mostly this is a political survey.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So basically what we're doing is we are conducting a survey to help us, better understand what is the most important to people across the variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers of everyone who completed the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Sir, no. Dissatisfied, I guess.
Okay. Somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Oh, okay. Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important do would you say each of these issues is to you? You can use a scale on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. So the first one shows it's a voting right. Is from 0 to 10, how much of an issue, important issues to you?
Did you say voting right?
Yes, voting.
Of course, it's a very important issue.
Oh yeah, so from 0 to 10, you say that's a 10?
Sure.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next one is inflation and the cost of living.
I mean, it's 9, I guess.
9? Okay, thank you. Reproductive freedom.
10.
Okay, thank you. Climate change.
10.
Okay, thank you. Immigration.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Thank you. K-12 education.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Thank you. Abortion rights.
10.
Okay, thank you. Racism and discrimination.
Wow, I'm black. 10.
jobs and wages.
10.
Okay, thank you. Student loan and debt.
I don't necessarily have any, but still 10.
Okay. Crime and violence.
10.
Okay, and democracy.
What do you think? 10. Who says 0? Oh my.
Okay. You'd be surprised. As you know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November's election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. May I ask, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American?
I do.
American,
I
Indian?
Have to tell you.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, just reading through the questions.
I am female. I am 58 years old. I'm going to vote Democratic.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Are you asking me the question? I just told you this whole answer. I am female. I am black. I am female. I am 58. I am Democratic. I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
65.
Okay. Thank you. And what's the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
some college.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. So no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has to, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to be middle of the road on this. I have an opinion about, I mean, I'll vote, but I'm sure it has some power. So I'll say 5. I'm going to be in the middle of the road. 6. I'll say 6.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'm going to say, ooh, this is a tough one. I don't really know. I don't even really know about that. I don't know how I feel about that question. But, okay, I'll go middle of the road. I do believe that if we did come together, it would be powerful. But is it going to happen in 2024? It might. Doubt it. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go middle of the road on that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first person they have is Joe Biden. From 0 to 10, how favorable are you with this person?
10.
10, thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.?
Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Yeah, 8.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
Come on now, double nickels if I could. Kamala Harris, what do you think? Can I go over 10 for Kamala or no? 10.
All right, thank you. Next one will be Donald Trump.
Come on now. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. Can I go double negative, 0, double 0 negative? No.
Ah, put double 0 on
terrible.
This guy right here. And the Republican Party?
Come on. Why do you ask me these questions? You should know from my answers what it's going to be. You can answer these questions for me if you wanted to. 0.
0. All right, thank you. And the Democratic Party?
You know, they got work to do, but I'm still going to give them a 9.
All right. Thank you. I know that it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Are these people on a ticket? Kamala,
yeah.
I'm just going.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
Democratic,
thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote, like Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen? Hawkins. Oh, okay.
Biden.
All right, thank you, Joe Biden. All right, thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It hasn't gotten worse in my opinion, so it hasn't gotten worse. I don't think it's gotten this. Well, let me say I'm blessed. I don't know. I'll say stay the same.
So no change.
I mean, I'm working, living. I'm okay. So I gotta say that it's okay. So,
all right.
No, I don't think it's gotten worse. To watch racism has gotten, it's disheartening, but that's life.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Now, thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote is about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
Most of them vote.
Okay. Below is a list of people that and events that could have prevented the progress of you. Thoughts should have happened by now. For each one, please indicate how much you believe that person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one basically is Governor Kemp. From 0 to 10, how you rate
and
this?
Did you say 1 means that he did not help progress?
If you believe that the person or the event prevented the progress you wanted. So 0 did not prevent any progress at all. And 10, preventing a lot of progress. 10, it means that the person is like prevented progress that you wanted.
Well, I'm going to say 10 then. I'm going to say 10 for Governor Kent. He didn't do anything for me.
Oh, okay.
Or me or my kind.
Or the city at all. All right. Republican in the U.S. Congress, how will you rate them?
They didn't do anything for me. Is that a 10?
That is
or
great.
They didn't do anything. They are racist and terrible. So is that a 10? Whatever,
yes.
It's the worst. That's what they are. The worst.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
The worst. The absolute terrible worst. He is terrible.
Okay. And President Joe Biden?
Grandpa did the best he could. So I'm going to give him a 1. Is that good? 1 is good for him. 1 is
good.
Yep, I'm giving him a 1.
Okay,
he did
perfect.
The best he can. He served his country his whole life. So.
All right, thank you. And Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
0. I mean 10.
10. Okay, thank you. And the Supreme Court?
Ooh! Woo! 1, sir. No, 10. That's
right.
Well, this is how y'all get people to say the wrong thing.
No, that's where we clarify this. And the white supremacist?
Huh?
The white supremacist?
Woo, come on. 10, sir.
Okay.
Why are you asking me these crazy? Who is this, come up with this crazy survey?
It's true. Kind of feel like a bad word answer kind of gets you in the loophole right there. Like, okay. All right. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that you will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So these are policies and statements that have, you know, obstructed targets in the Black communities. So the first one says, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in 2010, provided 90% of funding for states to expand Medicaid. Nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Sorry, Governor Brian Kemp's decision to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. From zero to 10, how motivated are you to vote in this election? From this statement that obstructed the progress in Black communities?
One means that I will, right?
Ten
means that I will.
Yes, 10 means that you will strongly motivate to vote.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, it says the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
Did you say it would keep me into the voting? So I would say, is that good? Wait a minute, maybe I'm lost with what you said. I know it was something about the internet, but
yes,
was it something that benefited people or not?
Yeah, that's something that will benefit people.
Okay, well, I'm a vote that I will. Number 10.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next one says the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3.3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more actions. Is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by the homelessness.
10. You don't even have to read it all. 10.
All right. Thank you. Next one. We may strive towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and change the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
10.
All right,
that
thank you.
Sounded good.
All right, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
It will motivate me to vote. So 10. To
okay,
vote against
you.
The policy. To vote, yeah. To get them out of office. Right.
Thank you. Thank you for your response so far. I know I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. where 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
What did I say the first time? Did I say 10? Did I say 10? I think that, I said I was middle of the road. I'm still going to be 6. I'm still going to be middle of the road on that.
Okay, thank you. And next one, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Yeah, I'm still going to be middle of the road. I mean, it's possible, but let's be real. Middle of the road, 6.
6, okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in the 2024. I know it's a long way off, but and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote? All right, thank you. Let me see. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's blessed. I'm going to say it stayed the same. I mean, I don't think it got much better, but it didn't get much worse either. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say it stayed the same.
All right, thank you, thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
All right.
1, I guess.
Are you,
is that 1?
That is correct. And let me ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
All right, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. All right, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently
full-time.
Disabled? Okay, thank you. The last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
60,000.
Right, it's a pretty good number right there. All right, so this will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you once again for being patient and listening to all the questions and answering all those questions. I know some of them were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again. Enjoy the rest of your day, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Take care.